Nia leads Cairo through sewer tunnels beneath the city. "We call this place the garden," Nia said informatively. "Not because it's pretty, because it's growing." They emerge into a hidden space filled with screens, maps, and people. People laughing, crying, hugging. Cairo's overwhelmed, raw human energy everywhere. "Every person here broke their license. Every one of them felt something real and didn't report it," Nia said seriously. "They call themselves the Resonance. They don't want chaos. They want choice." An older man, thoughtful, spoke to Cairo. "Cairo, do you know why they really banned emotion?" the older man asked. Cairo shakes his head. "Because it makes us impossible to control," the older man said, insightfully. On the wall behind him, a countdown blinks. Resonance signal. 72 hours. Next, the government's counterattack. In a dimly lit room, the Resonance gather around a makeshift table filled with maps and devices. "We have 72 hours left. We need to be ready for anything," Nia said, urgently. "But what can we really do against them?" Cairo asked nervously. "We fight with what they've denied us, the power of emotion, our strongest ally," Nia said, determined. "This is more than a fight for survival. It's a fight for what makes us human," the older man said, inspirationally. "I want to help. Tell me how," Cairo said, resolute. The group begins to strategize, their determination growing with every word spoken. Beyond the walls of the garden, the city rests unaware. Yet tension simmers beneath the surface, ready for the coming storm.